Montana News on the Northern News Network. I'm Brian Bennett. The Montana Environmental Information Center has sued the State Department of Justice. It claims the department is violating the organization's right to know under the Constitution by withholding communications between the department and the Canadian coal mining company Teck Coal, whose selenium pollution is flowing downstream into Montana. A new government rule just went into effect in which, in the not-too-distant future, two out of every three vehicles sold by American manufacturers must be electric. Will Huffman of the American Petroleum Institute says that's a problem.
There are about 120 public access chargers in Montana. This certainly doesn't seem like enough to go around in terms of what's going to be required. In Montana, last year, there were about 1 million vehicles sold. 3,000 were electric vehicles. So we're well shy of 1%. What Montanans are buying, what they're driving, what they require, what they want, what they need, doesn't all match what's going to be available.
Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
Did you know that rail is the safest form of ground transportation? BNSF Railway leads the industry in reducing rail equipment incident rates. This means continuing to invest in people and technology, from intensive training to rigorous inspections, from grain trains to coal trains. BNSF Railway is committed to keeping our communities safe and moving your product carefully and efficiently to its destination. This is BNSF.
I'm Jenny Stovall, born and raised in eastern Montana. I'm a fourth-generational Montanan rancher. As a community, we need to realize that we are only human. We're not superhuman, and that it's okay to be sad some days or need help or ask for help, and that's why we're here, is to help each other. We're secluded and we're isolated, and in order to keep our sanity, we need to help each other out. So if you know anyone that needs help, please send them to beyondtheweather.com for free counseling for farmers and ranchers.
The Office of Surface Mining Reclamation and Enforcement announced Tuesday more than $124.8 million in fiscal year 2024. Abandoned mine land reclamation fee-based grants are now available to states and tribes for reclamation efforts. Montana's share is $2,339,953. Corvallis High School Future Farmers of America was named the 2024-2025 Program of the Year at the 94th Montana State FFA Convention. Every CHS member at the Billings competition earlier this month earned either a first or second place plaque or their state FFA degree. First Peoples Buffalo Jump State Park west of Great Falls is celebrating the 25th anniversary of its visitor center. It opened in 1999 to give the community more to see and learn about the history of the park. The visitor center features bison, culture, exhibits, a storytelling circle, classroom gallery, and bookstore. I'm Brian Bennett, Northern News Network.